Hey friend, ready to build your online presence? If the answer is yes, then you first need a domain. Even if you're not going to get started on building your website, it's still so important to secure your domain. Your domain acts like your telephone number, but for the web. It's how people find you and contact you. And when you are ready to secure your domain, we recommend Hover. Hover makes finding a domain simple and easy to do. They provide a clear user interface so that you can drop the tech overwhelm and get up and running in no time. Not to mention, their customer service is the best in class. Thank you to Hover for supporting the She Did It Her Way podcast. To check out Hover and secure your business domain today, head to www.hover.com/she-did-it to receive 10% off your first domain. Again, that is www.hover.com/she-did-it to receive 10% off your first domain. Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another solo cast episode. This week, I'm going to be sharing with you some simple steps and strategies on how to build your online presence when you're first getting started. I'll be diving into how to prep for your online presence, two ways to get visible, and some specific action steps on how to get started. So in the preparation phase or stage, if you will, in that beginning stage of building your online presence, here are a few things that you can do to take action right now in the preparation phase. And number one is to secure your web domain. Even though you won't be building out your website right away or immediately, I still recommend securing your domain. That way, when you're ready to build your website, you've already got your domain in place. You don't have to worry if it's been taken, and you'll be good to go. You can search and secure your domain online using hover.com, and you can head to www.hover.com/she-did-it for 10% off your first domain. They make it super easy and simple to search for your domain, to see what's available, and to purchase without the tech overwhelm. So that's step number one. That's really, really important, because the worst thing that would happen, that could happen, is that you've got this idea for your business name, and even though you're not going to build a website right away, you maybe, if you decide to wait, someone else could buy that domain. It's kind of like real estate. And so you want to make sure that you at least secure your domain, number one. Number two is secure your social media handles. And I'm talking everything from Twitter to Facebook business page to Instagram to Pinterest to LinkedIn to everything and anything. And you want to, the reason why you want to do this is to make sure that you have the control over your brand and as far as it being as consistent as possible. And so again, this is also including your web domain. So you want to secure it early on so that you can create consistency throughout your web domain, the Twitter, all the social media handles. And again, it's not the worst thing in the world if you can't make them all specific and consistent, but bonus if you can. And even though you may not be producing regular content on some of these social media handles because your target audience doesn't necessarily live there, if you will, it's still really important for you to secure them so that that way you have the most control over your brand and someone else can't secure them later. So a really good example of this is for us, we still produce content for Twitter, but it's sort of secondary to making sure that we produce content on the podcast and then Instagram and also inside our Facebook group, because that's where majority of our target audience hangs out at. Not a lot of them are on Twitter. Some of them might be, but it's not enough for us to really go deep and to focus on those other handles as well. You might find yourself in a situation where your ideal client really only shows up on LinkedIn and then that's it. But you still may secure your Instagram handle because you want to be able to have some sort of presence so that if someone tries to search you on Instagram, you can then redirect them in your bio to your LinkedIn page or your LinkedIn group, whatever that might look like. So it's really good in the prep phase to one, secure your domain, and number two, secure your social media handles. Okay. In the second stage of building out your online presence, it's really important to start to get visible. And here are two key ways to gain visibility. Number one, first and foremost, is that you want to be consistent. Be consistent as you can with your marketing and pace in which you produce content. For example, if you host a podcast, whether you publish an episode once a week or bi-weekly, make it as consistent as possible on the same days as well. If your audience is on Instagram, the question is how often do you want to consistently publish content on Instagram? The reason why you want to be consistent is because a couple of things. One, you train your audience to show up on certain days and they look and see your content more consistently, which helps them build that know, like, and trust factor with you. So again, the more you train your audience, because if they expect certain content to be released on certain days, they're going to naturally show up and see that content. But then also kind of a subset of that is that the more that they see your content consistently, that really helps them build the know, like, and trust factor with you. It helps them get to know you. The second bit is that the more your audience sees you, the more you position yourself as an authority or a thought leader on that topic. So kind of going with the number one is that it helps build that know, like, and trust factor, and it helps for your audience to really, for you to position in your audience minds the where you stand, what you speak for, and they start to associate the content that you produce with your name. The third is that depending upon the platform that you're producing content on, typically the more content you produce, the better. So in this case, social media platforms love when you post content regularly and consistently because it keeps people coming back for more. They also like when you use new features they come out with. So for example, Instagram just came out with Reels, and those who use Reels are being served up as quote unquote suggested content in your feed, thus exposing them even more. So I'm sharing all of these not to stress you out, I don't want you to think that, like, oh my gosh, I need to do this and I need to do that and all this stuff. Don't worry. I'm going to simplify, and I am going to give you specific action steps at the end of this episode so that you don't go into overwhelm. Okay. So the first thing is consistency. The second bit is partnerships. And partnerships are a great way to gain visibility with other audiences. And these are great at any stage of your business because partnerships allow you to get in front of the other audience and expose yourself to them. And plus, they're fun. I love partnerships. Partnerships are so fun. I love working with other female entrepreneurs who I love bringing them in and elevating them to you guys because I believe that they have something to share that could be really useful and impactful for you. And so for me, it's fun to bring them on, and then vice versa. It's really fun to go on other podcasts and then also speak to other groups as well. So partnerships could be in the form of guest blogging, guest podcasting, swapping interviews inside your Facebook group. Some of my students have done this, and it's so, so great because it doesn't matter the size, the number of how big, how small your group is or your audience is. It is all meaningful and very intentional. So anytime you get an opportunity to go in front of another audience, that's a really great opportunity, not only to generate leads, but also to get practice of showing up, whether it's on camera, writing, voice, all of that, right? So again, it gives you more practice. And then with partnerships, the thing that you do want to consider as you continue to grow and as you do more of them is being strategic with which ones you do, because ultimately it is about generating more leads for your business. And so you want to make sure that by going and take, for example, the She Did It Her Way Summit. The speakers that are speaking at the summit are very much aligned in terms of the content that they're sharing that the attendees might potentially at some point in their customer journey or in their entrepreneurial journey may sign up for one of their programs. And so it's really intentional and strategic for the speakers to come speak because they are being visible in front of their target audience. And so those are the things that you want to begin to think about as you start to go down the partnership route and really think about, okay, how can this be strategic? Okay. Now, I'm going to give you some action steps, okay, to kind of recap things that we talked about on today's podcast episode. It was rather short, but I do believe it was sweet and succinct and straight to the point. So step number one, if you haven't done this already, make sure you secure your domain. And the domains themselves are pretty affordable. And so it's okay if you want to secure multiple domains. I've definitely done that. I've gotten into the habit sometimes that I've secured so many domains because I'm like, ooh, I like this domain and I want that one too, right? It's kind of it was an addicting time in my life where I was securing so many domains. And you can head to hover.com/shedidit to get 10% off of your first domain. The second one is making sure you secure your social media handles. So making sure that you do that, get everything set up. And again, even if you're not going to go ham or go really all in on Twitter, it's still really great to go ahead and secure that for brand consistency. Step number three is you're going to build out your social media handles. Again, even if you're not going to focus a ton of energy or time on certain ones, at least set the profile up and then direct in the profile state where you want the visitor to go. So if you're not big on Twitter, you can stay in the profile, hey, join me on my LinkedIn, and then drop the link to where they can go check out your LinkedIn profile, okay? Always be giving them the next step in that journey. Number four is pick the platform where your target audience shows up the most. Is that LinkedIn? Is it Instagram? Is it Facebook? And then step number five is build out a content calendar. So this, what you can do to get started is decide how often you want to post each week and brainstorm a list of content ideas, start writing and or recording them. And when I say this, so think about your content calendar. Do you want to produce content? Let's say it's LinkedIn. Do you want to produce one piece of content on LinkedIn on Mondays? Do you want to do it Monday, Wednesday, Friday? Do you want to do video? Do you want to do writing? Do you want to do quick quote posts? What do you want to do? And like, this is the stage. So step five in building out the content. It can be very overwhelming if you're not familiar, if you don't have experience with building content. On the flip side, it can be very inspiring and very fun. If you are starting out and you have all these ideas and all these things that you want to help people with, just have fun and start the brainstorming process, okay? Brainstorm your content ideas, brainstorm your topics, and then decide, do I want to do this in writing? Do I want to do this in video? Do I want to have quote graphics, right? So deciding the medium in which how you deliver it as well is kind of a subset point, if you will. So the first step in B is building out the content calendar is really brainstorming the list of content ideas, then decide which ones you want to do video, if you want to do them all in video, if you want to do them all written, what does that look like? And then really lean into that social media profile, because that is, instead of getting overwhelmed and thinking you need to be on all the handles, really go deep with one. That's going to help reduce overwhelm as well. You don't need to be on all social media handles. Like, you don't need to be on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn, because you're going to build all of these, you're going to start all these bridges, but you're never really going to build and finalize the bridge. So pick one and go all in and just be really diligent about not being influenced on that you need to be everywhere all the time because you think everybody else is. Pick one, because that's going to help reduce overwhelm in the beginning. Step number six is when you build out your content calendar, and have fun with this. Some people build out their content calendar. I know I'm going back to this, but it's really important. Some people have a paper content calendar. Some people have a digital. Some people start with paper and then they move it to digital. Find the strategy and process that works for you. It's all about what's going to work for you. It's not about what works with someone else. It's not about what works for me. It's about what works for you and is going to get the job done. After you brainstorm your content, and let's say you brainstorm for 2 weeks at a time, now it's time that you can also schedule your content. You can do it in real time, but you can also schedule your content ahead of time, which this is really great because you can use software tools like Meet Edgar for social media, Planoly for Instagram, and then Tailwind for Pinterest is what we use. Some of the platforms like Facebook allows you to actually schedule content directly inside of your Facebook group if you want to use that as well. I'm not 100% sure about LinkedIn. We don't do a ton on LinkedIn, but we do repurpose our content for LinkedIn. But that's about the far as extent that it goes. So once you've decided what social media platform you're going to go all in on, then I would suggest being really intimate with how that software works. And again, it doesn't mean that you have to take 3 hours to figure it out. Find 25 minutes on your calendar and schedule that in and just say that you're going to play around with the tool. That's it, the software tool. And that's really, honestly, that's how I actually started learning email marketing, is because it felt so overwhelming that I was like, okay, I'm just going to dive in for 30 minutes every single day, just poke around, take a training lesson and just learn and focus on that rather than, oh my gosh, I need to learn this tool. Just focus on the time spending every single day, and over time you're going to get it. Bonus, take a course. take a course on whatever it is. I took Amy Porterfield's List Builder Society. I wish I would have done that from the beginning versus trying to poke around and figure it out. But whatever it is that you're trying to learn, do yourself a favor, find a course, and invest in yourself. If you're curious on which courses to invest in or trainings, if you go to our website at shedidithirway.com and you go to free trainings, we actually have a few free trainings on Instagram, Virtual Assistant, and a few others. So you can kind of get a taste for their training style. And then also on resources or starting a business, there's a few there. And those are ones that we recommend because we've gotten results from them as well. But going back, that whatever it is that you're trying to learn, invest in yourself, do yourself a favor, and take a course and learn from someone who can teach you exactly what you need to know. It's going to save you so much time, energy, and headaches, okay? Step number 7, the last step, is remember to engage. Comment back, like, follow them, ask your audience questions. It's really about building that relationship. Sometimes we can get caught up, and I've certainly been there, in the headspace of, oh, I need to build the biggest audience. I had to have 10,000 followers. When really, it's if we're so focused on building this audience that doesn't exist yet, and just to hit a numerical number, we're going to miss the magic of those who are already showing up in front of us. And sometimes a smaller, engaged and intentional audience that is aligned with our offerings is actually more fruitful and more enjoyable. Or I shouldn't say enjoyable, that's the wrong word. It's just more fruitful and more enjoyable. So when I do say enjoyable, I mean from the content creator standpoint, from my point, from your point. It's more enjoyable because you're aligned with those that you can help. And so I encourage you that if you're on this train of like feeling like you need all these followers in order to build a business, you don't, because it's really about finding the right people and helping the right people and that and engaging with them and asking questions, okay? So that, and then the more that you help them and the more that you help produce results for them, those results are going to speak for themselves and your audience is naturally going to grow. You're going to naturally gain visibility through that, taking care of those who are showing up for you in that moment, okay? So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Come follow along. Join us over at the Instagram handle at shedidithirway. Visit shedidithirway.com if you have any questions about free trainings of any of that sort. And I hope that you have an amazing week. And until next time, keep doing it your way. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidithirwaypodcast.com where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9-to-5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.